This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Glad to be starting the day with you today. And, of course, we always want to start our day the best way possible, and that's by opening God's Word, the Bible, and listening to Him. Sometimes we get caught in a kind of Christianity that is just sort of ritualistic, and we think that it's all about what we do for God or things we have to do to be right with God. And one of those is to pray. And so we come with our list of prayer requests and talk to God. But very often in that kind of Christianity, which is not healthy, it leaves out listening to God. Listening to God. Well, that's what we do when we open the Bible and read from it. We're listening to God, letting Him shape our lives and shape our thinking. All this week, we're talking about what to do when you face an impossible situation, when you're devastated, something happens, and you don't know how you're going to get through it. It may be something that just strikes you so hard emotionally and you feel like you can't cope with it. It might be a situation that you can't get through, financial or conflict with somebody else. It may be some other kind of barrier that you're facing, news you've gotten from the doctor. I don't know what it is. But when you face an impossible situation, there's some steps you can take, and we're learning from King Jehoshaphat's response to his impossible situation in the Bible in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We've seen already this week the first step in responding to an impossible situation is to make it your instinctive reaction, even if your reaction is fear, to along with that, make it your instinctive reaction to seek help from the Lord. Turn to God. Don't just turn in on yourself and say, I can't handle this. Turn to God for help. Step number two is to acknowledge in your prayer that God is able to help. Acknowledge who He is and that He is able to help, as well as acknowledging that you yourself are powerless in this situation, that you cannot make the difference. Sometimes all we look at is our own helplessness, and it leaves us in despair. Don't despair. There is a God, and He can help you. Turn to Him in your time of need. The third step, then, is to trust God to get involved. Once you're looking to Him and you're praying to Him, acknowledging your own helplessness and asking His help, trust Him to get involved. And step four we're looking at today is it comes time to act. Act in concert with your faith and watch God get involved. Listen to what happened in this story of Joshua when God told them what to do. It says, and they rose early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, King Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe His prophets, and you will succeed. And when he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who were to sing to the Lord and praise Him in holy attire as they went out before the army and say, give thanks to the Lord, for His steadfast love endures forever. And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set an ambush against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who'd come against Judah, so that they were routed, these three armies from different nations who had banded together to wipe out Israel. God sent an ambush against them so that they were routed, for the men of Ammon and Moab rose against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, devoting them to destruction. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they all helped to destroy one another. So when Judah came to the watchtower of the wilderness, they looked toward the horde, and behold, there were dead bodies lying on the ground. None had escaped. You can just picture them fighting to these last two guys who then stab each other at the end. Well, who could arrange that but God? When King Jehoshaphat and his people came to take their spoil, they found among them in great numbers goods, clothing, precious things, which they took for themselves, until they could carry no more. They were 3 days in taking the spoil. It was so much. Well, when it comes time to act, and God has given you insight into what he wants you to do in this situation, even if it's humbling yourself and asking forgiveness or finding another way through the situation with someone, trust God and obey him. Act in faith and watch God then do his thing. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.